Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
You know, we always, at this time of the year, you know, it's just kind of natural for us to look over the last year of our life. And, you know, look at, you know, what have we faced? What have we done? What have we made it through? What are we still entangled in that, you know, we wish was over already? You know, we didn't think it would drag out this long. We look over the last year and we think, you know, maybe some of you think, you know, am I any further ahead financially than I was? We look at, you know, relationships. Have our relationships grown deeper? Are they better? You know, we just do all kinds of inventory near the end of the year and stepping into the new year. And I want you to know that, you know, most of the things that we face in life don't go, oh, gee, you know, we got to really do them in before the, you know, January 1st. You know, they don't pay, it doesn't pay attention to calendar. It's, you know, December 31st to January 1st, it's the next day. It's another day. And yet we operate by a calendar. I mean, it's part of keeping order and doing all of that. I get that. But it's just a time where we kind of do a little bit of inventory, you know, in some way. And so, you know, obviously we're here in church and we care about all of our life and where we're at and what we've done and experienced. But, you know, part of it, too, is taking the spiritual inventory. Is my walk with the Lord any closer, any deeper than a year ago? And I'm not talking this morning about making resolutions. You know, a lot of people talk about resolutions, and that's not bad. It's not, you know, wrong. You know, they resolve to change something and do something. I think that's good. But I want us to look this morning and think, you know, have I gotten any more out of my prayer time with the Lord from a year ago? Or have I gotten any more out of God's Word for my life and faith than I did maybe a year ago or over this last year? Let me ask you, have you changed any since last year in the way of growth or development or faith? Or have we been stalled at the same place for maybe a long time? Maybe it's not just this last year. Then the question is for us, and we've all heard this before, you know, if we want to keep getting the same results, we should keep doing the same thing. But if we're not content and satisfied with where we're at and the results we get, then maybe we need to change something. We need to do something differently. So I want us to look at this morning and as we consider those things in our own life or as a church. I want you to look at Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Say it with me. I will reap what I sow. Say it again. I will. Now we know that in this life with God, the scriptures talk a lot about us sowing to the Spirit, and it will lead to eternal life. And it talks about don't grow weary in well-doing. Because sometimes, you know, we don't always see the reaping of what we have sown. You know, the germination time in the Spirit is sometimes different than, you know, when you're planting a garden or you're planting, you know, some flower. It kind of tells you, this is when you should probably see it sprout. It should take this long to flower. This is how big it should be. This is, you know, we do sweet corn around here, and a lot of you do different types of corn and things like that. It's, you know, hey, we got the old, what, 45-day corn? 60-day corn? I'm looking at you, Aaron, because I... 75 day corn. Thank you, by the way, Clay Matthews. It's nice to have you in church. He's got his 52 Packer jersey on. You know, we look at that, but when it's to the Spirit, sometimes it's the time is different, the timing. But it says here in Galatians, it says, don't be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Don't let us become weary in doing good or continuing to sow, because we will reap if we do not give up in right time, in due time. You know, when I think about those verses on a life scale, it's obviously it's God's word. It's the great principle to live by, and we understand that it's for eternity. But you know, there are things in this life that if we sow, we will reap. It's not just about the forever and the life after. It's also about now, and that today counts. And if God gives us tomorrows, then the tomorrows will count. We're not supposed to worry about the tomorrows. We know that from Matthew chapter 6. But you know, we have got to consider living with intent. Doing things by design. Doing things on purpose. Because not everything that is good for us and right for us to grow spiritually does it come natural. Right? It doesn't just come natural. You know what? Here's something. You probably don't have to discipline yourself to go on the computer. Probably don't have to discipline yourself to do that. I'm not standing here for any purpose other than you guys are closest to where I walk down. So why don't you think, gee, I'm going to talk to you for, let me tell you something. It's for, we probably don't have to discipline ourselves to go on the computer and surf the web and read or do games or whatever else. It's just natural for many. You don't have to probably discipline yourself to read the newspaper. It's just something maybe you've been doing for years. Maybe it's just natural for you to go and turn to the obituaries. Just read. I'm not sure what it is that you just... You know, it doesn't take any discipline to do. It's just natural. But now, throw in the Word of God. Is it just natural for you to go and read that and pick it up and study like it is to pick up a newspaper or a computer? Or spend time playing a game? Or the video game? Or the PS3 or Xbox or whatever it is? If we don't discipline ourselves and do something by design and intent, then if God gives us another year, we can be back here on this Sunday, this coming year, and we will be at the very same place. And I don't mean geographically. I mean the same place in our life that we are right now. And yet another year went by. I mean, do we take inventories like, you know, how many people have I led to the Lord this last year? How many people have I shared the gospel with this last year? See, it's those kind of things that when we get together here at church, we can talk about it and we can say, you know what? That's what I'm going to do. Or I'm going to pray more this year. Or I'm going to read God's word more this year. Or I've got to change some things up. My devotions have to be more consistent. Or they've got to be longer. Or I've got to share the gospel with more people. And we all sense it. We know all of that is good. We know that all of that is sowing to the Spirit. We understand that. And so we come out of the chute and we're going to do it. And then January 1st hits and you think, well, It's New Year's Day. It's a holiday. I don't need to live real disciplined today. I mean, today's a day of relaxing, you know. I don't need to be spiritually sharp today. It's just, you know, New Year's Day. It's watching football and having people over and having food and, Then January 2nd hits. And you know all these things you want to do, but we haven't made a plan. We haven't done a design. It's just this intention. And before you know it, we're into May. And I haven't done anything different than the way I was living last year. I want to encourage you that you and I, in our personal life, and certainly that makes up the corporate church, corporate body, what do we need to change? What do we need to do different? That we would be spiritually renewed, spiritually vibrant, spiritually fruitful and productive, spiritually that we can persevere and endure more and operate with peace in our life when things are, you know, they are filled with conflict around us. Will we live different? Or will we just kind of stall where we're at and do the same thing? Listen, change is not always easy. Even for those who like change, change isn't always easy when it has to do with disciplining ourselves and moving ourselves forward and doing something different. It's not that necessarily what we're doing is bad, but maybe we've been at the place we're at for a long time. God's calling us onward and upward and further and deeper, and you know all of those descriptions that we use from Scripture. Look, I want you to look at Philippians chapter 3. Be a second to turn there in verse 13. Forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. There's this pressing on, there's this moving ahead that Paul writes about. And these are familiar verses. In fact, some of them are almost become cliche to us, but the pressing on, the forgetting what is behind. Listen, maybe the reason that we have not been able to move ahead in areas of our life is we haven't been disciplined in this. Disciplining ourselves to let go of the things we need to let go of and forgetting things that are behind us. There are some things that we have all experienced in life that we can hang on to. Some things that have to do with hurt and injustices, and we want to hang on to them like they're some kind of trophy. To justify, you know, why we can be angry and justify why I'll never trust again and justify that I'm going to shield myself and not be vulnerable and I'm going to, you know, all of these different things that we drag with us like they're some kind of trophy. And Paul's saying, listen, forget what is behind and press on towards what is ahead. What is new? Where we need to be moving and going in our life, in our faith. Forgetting, disciplining ourselves to forget, because our mind, it doesn't need any help remembering some of these things. We drag them with us, and all they are is weights that beset us, hinder us, hold us back. Paul's saying, listen, forget what is behind. Listen, you can look here in 2012 and you can look at things, mistakes I've made, things that I didn't do best at, things that I, put to the side, whatever we can do. Listen, we can get wrapped up in all the stuff we didn't do. I'm not telling you to forget the things that we should still do. I'm telling you to forget that you didn't do these things and press on and pick them up, finish them, complete them, move ahead in your life or in your spiritual walk. Paul's saying, press on. Look, I like what he writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. This will be real familiar to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Once again, you know, popular verses, using them by design and on purpose this morning. But, you know, if you look at verse 26, chapter 9, 1 Corinthians, therefore I do not run like a man running aimlessly. Listen, he says, or I don't, you know, fight like a man who beats the air, never landing a punch on his target or on his foe, his enemy. Listen, Paul says, listen, don't run aimlessly. It's like us being at church and saying, yep, this year I'm going to read the Bible more. Yep, this year I'm going to pray more. Yep, this year I'm going to reach people more. That's a great thing. Those are all good. I'm going to worship the Lord more. I'm going to move out in faith more. We all agree with those things, and they are things that believers and Christians want. But the calendar is going to turn, and it's going to be 2013. And we can feel all those things, and yet when we get up and go into our day, we can run aimlessly. Because there's no plan. There was no discipline involved in it. It was just a feeling, and it was this nice intention, but not moved out to an act of life. We know that faith in acts, faith and works, they go together. It's one thing for us to be charged and feel God's presence and feel the faith that I'm going to do something different. I'm going to grow this year. I'm going to be used more this year. I am going to, you know, be fruitful this year. I'm going to be a person of faith this year. I'm going to be a person of character this year. That is good, but where's the plan? Because we can just walk into 2013 with all the excitement to do this with no plan. It's running aimless. You don't just go out here on Avon Road and say, okay, here's the starting line. Here's the race. Go. And everybody just runs. Some of them run down 27 to head to Leon. Some run up 27 trying to make it to the high school. Some take off down Avon and curve around and hang a right on Ideal. I think that's Ideal. Some follow it into downtown and stop at the Sparta Grill. You know, some head off over. You're just running aimlessly all over the place because there was no plan, there was no chart. It's not like on a track and here's your lane. Here's the start and here's the finish. Listen, I believe in the spontaneity of the Holy Spirit to do things at any given moment. But we also know that the Spirit puts something within us that we discipline ourselves to do these things by design and with purpose, with intent that is followed through with action. What has prayer been for you this year? What about your relationships with people? Satisfied with them? Well, if they would just do more for me, I'd be more satisfied. What are you putting into the relationship? What are you sowing into that relationship? What are you and I sowing into prayer? I just wish I had more faith. Then what are we sowing into God's Word? To not just read it, but to study it, to memorize it, to fill our lives with it, fill our person with it, so that when things come against us and it jars us, that is what comes out of us. What about worship? Is the only time you sing and worship the Lord is on Sunday? Is that it? Is that the only time? Do you sing to Him any other time? Do you lift your hands to Him any other time? Or is it just on Sunday? Because, you know, we got the worship team here. And they just, you know, you talk to them, but they're just not interested in showing up at your house at the same time every day. Help you out. Has church become just the same for you? Yeah, but that's the preacher's fault. Well, I'll take some blame if you want. But what have you done different, or what have you put into worship and your worship experience when we do get together? Or is it just you're doing the same thing over and over? You're going to get the same results. Worship's okay. Worship's all right. I don't know. Didn't really feel the presence of the Lord there this morning. What about your experiences of having people pray with you or praying with people? What will you contribute? What will you sow more into? It might involve you actually getting out of the pew and, I don't know, maybe going to the altar. It might be going to somebody's house. It might be making a phone call to somebody. What are we going to do where we can sow more so that we can reap, not out of greed, but out of spiritual life? For the reason that God has called us heavenward. I like when Paul writes things like this: I have taken hold of the life that he has now in Christ, is the context. I have taken hold of it for the reason for which he has taken hold of me for. It's coming into this agreement. What are we going to do different? Well, church, you know, I show up. It's all right. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes. I don't know. When's the last time you've been here at 8:45 a.m. for pre-service prayer? What are you sowing? What are we sowing? What are we putting in the ground? What are we planting? The principle is if we put more and sow to the Spirit, that we will reap of the Spirit. We busy just chasing things? Because God says, listen, I already know what you need. Don't run around chasing it like pagans. Listen, seek first my kingdom and my righteousness. And you know what? I'll add all these other things to you anyhow. What are we going to do different? We still struggling with the same sin? Well, what's your plan for victory? I don't know, I just don't want to do it anymore. Well, yeah, we get that. I get that. I don't want to do certain things anymore. But what am I going to sow? Am I going to fight for this? Am I going to contribute? Am I going to take something and put it in the ground? In my spirit? Maybe you're concerned for your family or your young family. It was fine when they were little, oh, you were real busy, but now they're growing up and having minds of their own. Now they're starting to form opinions. You're going to fight for their soul? You're going to do something with purpose, with design and intent? Or are you just going to kind of coast through it with these desires that, oh, I wish it was different and I know I should? Because if you and I keep doing the same thing, we're going to get the same results. Hey, and some of the results are good. I understand that. But what about the pressing on? What about the moving forward? What about that? Well, it's tough. Oh, it's tough? Well, then just quit. That's not the answer. It's hard. I get it. As I get older, some things are harder. The other thing is, as I've gotten a little older, some things have gotten easier. You going to fight the good fight of faith? You're just going to read the newspaper and watch the news and say, this community we live in, they're just this. Oh, our country, they're just there. Well, rather than complaining and griping, are we going to pray more? We're going to get out and live different? Represent this community the way you want it to be represented? Because you live here or in this area? Because I got news for you. You make a difference. You make a difference. I was so pleased. It was yesterday or the day before. My son's home on break from college. And he doesn't have a TV in his room and he doesn't have a game system in his dorm room. So when he comes home, he indulges. It's all right. Relax, kick back. But I'll tell you what. It was so nice to walk in his room, see his pen out and his notepad and his Bible open on his bed. Didn't happen by accident. Didn't just happen. He didn't wake up and his Bible floated over from his dresser and fell open. And he looked and here comes the pen and the pad of paper. What are you and I going to do different? What will you do different this morning in worship? Or are you just going to do the same thing? Get the same results? Or will you sow this morning in worship?
Thanks for joining us on the Lifecast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.